All right, this is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I always look forward to sharing these podcasts. I have to tell you, I love equipping and encouraging entrepreneurs. I love teaching. That's why I don't do an interview process. People ask me, Sean, why don't you do an interview process? I'm like, well, I know it sounds awful, but I want to control the content.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castorina.
We do three podcasts a week. That's 150 in a year. What's the odds of me pulling off 150 great interviews? I'm not necessarily sure, but when I can create a curriculum that I say to myself, this is what I wish I would have known when I was starting a business. This is what I just learned. I've also said if I did not own businesses, I would never teach a podcast because I feel like my information would lose its currency, its relevance within 3 years because I learn something every single day in business. It could be something very minute, but I'm always learning it and then I give it all to you. This week, we're going to be talking about the five phases of a healthy business. Your company may not go through all five of these, but you're probably going to definitely end up in four of these. So let's talk about this today. Five phases of a healthy business. First, you have your startup phase. This is typically your first and second year. It's exciting. There's new challenges. You're putting together a new team. Everything about it is exciting because there's so many things you're just discovering. You're realizing what you didn't know, what you didn't plan for. You're adjusting, you're modifying, you're morphing into the company that you want to be. I compare it to like flying a kite. You know, it goes up, you get it in the air, that's a startup, and then it's moving around. Any wind that comes by, any storm, anything can bring that kite to a nosedive. So again, that's the startup phase, the first phase in a business. The next is the survival phase. Half the businesses, you know, don't make it past year number two, but then the other gets to like 90% don't make it to year 10, but the amount that just never make it to year five just keeps growing. So you have your survival stage. This is from year two to year five. And this is so important. You're breathing, but you're not profitable. You know, you're not putting money in reserves. You start losing your enthusiasm. You're making payroll, but you're not making anything extra. This survival, it's the just enough phase. Yeah, I started this business, and you're even asking yourself, would I have been better off to stay as an employee? That's what happens in the survival phase. And this is why I have a podcast, because I don't want you to ever spend time, a lot of time, in the survival phase, because it's no fun. It's just that. It's just survival. How do you know you're in this? If you're not putting any money in reserves, that's how you know you're in the survival. If your company is not saving systematically a portion of every dollar that comes in, you're a survival business. If your pay structure as the owner is you take out whatever's left, you're in the survival phase. That's number two. Well, the third phase is called the growth phase. And I have to be honest, I try to skip the survival phase because I spent plenty of years with businesses in the survival phase. But when I understood how to really grow a company and the secrets to it, it changed everything. Change the amount of money I made, change how much fun it is. Growing a business is so exciting. Survival's not exciting, it's depressing. Growth is you're looking at new opportunities. They're constantly presenting themselves, but you're opportunistic and you're looking for those. You're looking for opportunities in the marketplace. You're looking for new people you can sell your products to. You're trying to expand your product line. You're trying to expand your customer base. You're looking for acquisitions. You're creating a growth culture. Who wants to work for a survival company? And people figure it out. You know, somebody always finds out what's in the bank account. Well, we barely made payroll last week. Nobody wants to work for a company like that. That's why you want to have a growth company. The third phase of a healthy business. Hopefully we can take you quickly past that survival phase. This is where you're putting profit in reserves. How do you know you're in a growth phase? You're in the growth culture because you're able to put money away. Why? Because you want to take advantage of opportunities. If you don't put any money away, how are you going to acquire another company? How are you going to launch a new division? How are you going to do research, product development? You can't do that if you don't have a growing company. Too many businesses, they get in the startup phase, but then they lull. They get trapped in the survival phase. They never reach the growth phase. And that's the exciting, the fun stage. And then what happens is the stagnation stage. This is where you're positioned in the marketplace. People know about you, but you're not growing. People think you're actually better than you are. People think you're making more money than you are. This is where when people ask you what you make, you never actually tell them. That's how you know you're in the stagnation phase, where your income's actually gone down. IBM, Blockbuster, you know, these were big, huge companies, but they're losing their luster. I mean, Blockbuster lost it completely, and IBM, it continues to just struggle. It's a stagnation phase. With big companies, they're like a battleship, these big Fortune, you know, 1,000 companies. All they need to do is avoid an island or an iceberg. But you know what? The island or the iceberg always happens. The Amazon happens. The market changes like it did for Blockbuster. Next, when you're in stagnation, you become complacent. You're not developing products. You're not increasing your customer base. You're complacent. You take your positioning for granted. I don't know how recently I've shared this quote, but I used it the other day. I was in the office with one of the partners, and we had a fairly large account. And I had been asking him for 2 months about where we were with this. And I was losing my patience, and he's got a very calm demeanor. But I asked him one more time, where are we at with this? And I looked at him. I said, you are taking our success for granted. And I said, I've been nice about this, but I'm getting ready to not be so nice. I said, listen, we need to start every Monday as if we don't have one client. We need to start every Monday as if we don't have a dollar in the bank. Do not take our success for granted. I told him, you better get in touch with this client in the next 48 hours. You better copy me on that email, and it better be completely buttoned up within the next 10 days. Do not ever take a customer for granted. It was stagnation. Taking people for granted. And I wasn't going to let it happen. Next, your leadership is stale. No fresh ideas. Nobody's got a good idea. I tell my staff all the time, hey, listen, I love great ideas. We are an entrepreneurial company. I tell my partners, hey, if you've got a great idea, share it with me. I'll invest in it. I'm always telling them, now listen, I'm a big fan of patting myself on the back. I got to be honest with you. I joke. I wouldn't swap brains with too many other people. And I do that to be funny with them because I tell them, listen, I don't want to be the only person in this building with the best ideas. You're welcome to have a better idea than me. You're welcome to improve my ideas. You're welcome to initiate a new idea. Well, that doesn't happen in a stagnation phase. It doesn't happen when your leadership is stale. Why? Because they're just surviving. They don't care. They're getting a paycheck. So that's the stagnation phase. And then finally, there's a transition phase. And this is where you're looking possibly to sell your company. You're looking to bring partners in, or you're looking to transition it to family. But your companies go through these five phases. Well, are you near the transition phase? And how are you going to handle the transition? Is your company built to sell? That's a podcast. You need to go back and listen to it. But if you're looking to transition, you need to have your company ready to sell. Maybe the workload is just huge, or there's opportunities you're not taking advantage of. Well, partnering. Taught a great podcast on that, effective partnering. I'm working on an ebook on it as well because I've made all my money because of partnering. Partnering is without a doubt my secret. It gives you exponential growth, partnering. Next is legacy. How are you going to transition this over to a family? I talk to business owners all the time that say, well, I'm going to transition to my family. I go, can they run it? Well, I think they can. Well, golly, that gives me a lot of confidence. What makes you think they can run it? I go, your income is going to depend on their success. You might want to transition it to somebody who can actually run the company. Have you trained your family to run it? Have you brought them in? Do they see the day-to-day operations? Do they have the leadership capacity? Do they have the maturity to do it? I mean, you just can't transition a business to the family. What I talked about today was the five phases of businesses. You have the startup phase, exciting. Then you have the survival phase. This is where you're not putting any money in reserves. Nothing exciting is going on. You're just getting by. And too many companies lull here. They camp out in this phase. You know, they're just making payroll. If you're not putting money in reserves, you're in this phase. That's survival. Next, there's the growth phase. This is where everything's exciting. You're an entrepreneurial company. You're taking advantage of things. You're looking to expand into the marketplace. You're looking to go into markets you're not currently in. You're growing your customer base. You're offering new products, new services. and you're always putting money in reserves. That's how you know you're in the growth phase. Why? Because you want to take advantage of opportunities. If you don't put money away, how are you going to buy up a competitor? How are you going to grow? How are you going to do more research? Next, you get in the stagnation phase. This is where you take your success for granted and nothing new comes along. No new ideas, no new initiatives. And this is when you're not growing. And eventually when you stop growing, you will stagnate. And what comes after stagnation is death. I didn't want to include that in here because I didn't want it to be bad, but that's actually the sixth phase. I was going to tell you that after transition. Hopefully you will transition your business. That means you'll sell it. You'll bring in partners. Maybe you'll transition it to a family. If you don't do these well, the stagnation or this transition phase, your company will die. That is the sixth thing. I didn't really, it's really not a phase because it's kind of the finality. So number six is your company's dead. Again, this was Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I thank you for listening. Tell others, follow us on Twitter. Listen, we're trying to equip and encourage entrepreneurs with this podcast and all our material. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's getstartedmarketing.com.